to Discover Health, where we help you take control of your health so you can transform your life. Your host, functional medicine expert, Dr. Trish Murray, is on a mission to help every baby boomer age with dignity and grace.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Trish Murray, physician, best-selling author, and the Health Catalyst speaker. And I want to spend a few moments with you today talking about the stages of change. You see, in all of the chronic disease out there, we all know that changing lifestyle, such as improving your diet, exercise on a daily basis in some fashion or another, decreasing toxins such as alcohol, and getting good sleep, such as not staying up half of the night and burning the candle at all ends. We know these things are important to our health, but yet making the lifestyle changes and being able to be consistent with them seems to be difficult. You know, greater than 23.5 million Americans are dealing with autoimmune conditions where your immune system attacks your own body. And millions of Americans are obviously dealing with heart disease. Millions of Americans are dealing with migraines and headaches and chronic pain. It goes on and on. So why do we have trouble if we realize that our lifestyle is not benefiting us? Why are we unable to make the changes necessary to feel better? Well, you know, it's the fact is that we're human and there are stages to change. Our brain and our being and our soul have to get ready for change. And it's a journey that takes quite a while. Let's review the different stages of change so you get a sense of this. So first of all, the first stage of change is called the pre-contemplation stage. And you'll see that's right up here, number one. And the pre-contemplation phase, folks, means that you actually are completely unaware that there's a problem in the first place. You're in denial and you don't really have any interest in making a change. It's sort of like, if you will, an addict or an alcoholic that basically says, denies in any way, shape, or form that there's any fact that there's a problem. And we all do this. It doesn't have to be related to addiction or any other specific condition. It's just pre-contemplation phase. You don't realize that there's actually a problem. The next stage of change is number two here, which is the contemplation stage. You're actually starting to be aware, starting to contemplate, and a lot of these terms and these names of the different stages are pretty self-explanatory. You're starting to contemplate the fact that things aren't quite right and that there's things you might be doing in your behaviors that are connected to why you're not feeling well. But you're really not going to be ready to change yet. You're not ready to plan. You're not ready to make any definitive change. You're just starting to talk about it. You're starting to say, you know, maybe I should change this or maybe I should change that, but you're not really ready to make any definitive change. And we've all done this. If you think back in your life, you know, you said, well, that's interesting. Maybe I should try that. And then a month or two or three or six or seven go by and it's like, oh, I haven't really changed anything, but you're continuing to learn about something. You're continuing to contemplate it. The next stage, stage three in the stages of change, is preparation. Now you're actually making a public statement that you're going to change things. Like maybe you tell your sister or your mother or your spouse, you know, I'm going to make this change. And you're actually starting to talk about when, like you're gonna set a date, or you actually buy a new pair of sneakers to be able to join the gym, and you actually call and make the membership, let's say in the gym, to start your preparations for making the changes. So it's the preparation stage. The fourth stage of change is you finally, this is step four, folks. Number four is to take action. You actually are going to make some change. Maybe it's one small thing, maybe it's two, but the bottom line is you're either making a change to change your diet, or you're making a change to do some stretching exercises every day and you're being consistent. You're taking action and you've actually put your feet or foot in the water. You know, not just your toe, but you've put your foot all the way into the water and you're taking action. You're moving forward on your journey and you're not just contemplating it. You're not preparing for it. You're actually doing it and taking action. So that would mean if it's an exercise program, you're actually going to the gym X amount of times a week that you set was your plan. Or you're walking every day for half a mile. Or you are eliminating gluten and dairy from your diet for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Whatever it is, you're taking the action and you're doing it. Stage five is maintenance. So let's say you've put yourself through in the action stage, let's say you've put yourself through a comprehensive elimination diet. And my comprehensive elimination diet through my program is called the Detox Plus program. It's a 3-week elimination diet that you would eliminate the top 10. It's hard to get my hands in here because of the camera, but the top 10 triggers in the standard American diet for 3 weeks. And then you would systematically re-challenge those foods in order for you to identify your food sensitivities, let's say. So let's use this as the example. So let's say in the action stage, you implemented for the 3 weeks the comprehensive elimination diet. And then for another 2-3 weeks, you've systematically re-challenged the foods. And you've identified for yourself that gluten and dairy, let's say, and caffeine are food sensitivities or food triggers for you with either your autoimmune condition or your hypertension or your migraines or whatever it might be. Well, the maintenance stage, the maintenance step would be for you to realize that, to institutionalize it in your life and to be consistent in keeping out those triggers, the caffeine, the gluten, and the dairy, and for another month, and another month, and another month. And then you could, of course, with this example, you could be re-challenging once a month, let's say, those foods, just to see if your gut has healed and to see if they've become no longer a trigger for you. But let's say they continue to be a trigger and you realize you have to stay away from them. So you're in now the maintenance stage, which is stage five of the stages of change. But you'll notice maintenance isn't just written here and left alone. Below it, you see an asterisk that says recycling. Recycling means, folks, and you see the percentage of 95% of us fail in the maintenance stage at one time or another. We all fall off the wagon. It's natural. It's normal. So for you to fall off the maintenance stage and to maybe go to a party, let's say, and eat some gluten and eat some dairy and then feel lousy the next few days, that's normal. We all do it. But the point is, do you pick yourself up and get back on the horse, get back on the wagon and get back into the maintenance stage? Or do you fall off completely and then have to go back, let's say, to the preparation and the act, or go back to the action stage and then back into the maintenance stage? Whatever back steps you might take, don't let it defeat you. It 95% of us fail, especially the first time through. And each time we pick ourselves up and get back on the journey, we do better and better each time. That's nature. That's us. We're human. So don't give up. Because over time, the more you stay in the maintenance stage, the more you recycle, eventually you end up in stage six, which you'll notice says the termination phase or stage, which means the change is basically constant now. You've changed that lifestyle and you can look back in your timeline, look in the mirror and be like, wow, I haven't had dairy in like a year, other than 1 or 2 or 3 times. And that is when you truly have this last word here, folks, called transformation. You have actually transformed your life, you've transformed your habit, and you've probably transformed your health for the better. And that's what it's all about. That's the ultimate goal. But the point of today's talk is how long it takes. Folks, changing your lifestyle, holistic medicine, implementing this stuff is not easy. It is not a destination. Even though there is a goal destination, it is a journey. And it takes many stages, as many as six, to finally get to the termination or transformation phase, where you can take control of your health and transform your life. I hope this has helped. And be easy on yourself. Just keep picking yourself up and get back on the wagon, back on the horse, back on the journey. Because as long as you're here and you're not 6 feet under, you still can make changes. You still can make your life better. You still can feel better. And there is always hope. So take care, everybody.
Thanks for listening. To learn more about the episode and the Discover Health Functional Medicine Center, visit us on our website, discoverhealthfmc.com. We hope you enjoyed this episode and will join us again next time so you can truly live and play as long as you want.